고슴 굽에 꺼내 자세로 의향이 주추지 마르부 도매네 사리 둔상 제샤 개바게 와남라제 Now please turn to page 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa shi perhi shu shi meto ta
Welcome back to the class. Frog, we cannot see frog's eye. Need to go like this. Yeah. Welcome back to the class. So maybe would you mind to take 1 minute to introduce yourself to each other? 1 minute, yeah. Because the Wednesday class now getting a little bit bigger and bigger, so. Hello, how are you?
I'm Tom.
Tom, yeah, I remember
you.
Yeah, I remember you with the bike.
Yeah, I've contained it this time.
Where you live?
Like 2 blocks down the street.
Oh, very good. I thought you are living very far. I thought you are going. Yeah. You're safe to drive the bike? Your bike's big.
I actually don't have a bike. My hair just looks silly.
You don't bike?
Mm-mm.
No, not a motorbike.
Nope, just walk.
Oh. So somebody, maybe there's, I'm confused, but somebody's coming with a, somebody's riding.
Somebody is, yeah. I'm still not sure who that is. I see the bike, but I've never seen this guy.
You walk?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been coming here?
January.
Oh, good. So good. Okay, wonderful.
Thank
good
you for having me. Thank you for teaching.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Hello, welcome back.
We missed you.
Oh, I miss you too.
Thank you.
2 hour drive?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Come on Saturday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
people enjoy talking. People enjoy talking. Very, very good. Yeah, very good. Oh yeah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. For the reference, you know, so this one to repeat this title, so again, title of this text. Tawa literally means view. View here refers to middle view, or shunyata, or emptiness, okay? Ne means like the critical point. Critical point of view here means the middle way, okay? Middle way, or shunyata. But yichung is like the small note, small note, small note, small note, oh. Because it's only a few pages, that's why Prabhupada calls small. Shindo Sama, very secret. Mudu Kunjung is the source of all the goodness. So now, how you say altogether in English? Tavende Dende Yichung means like the small footnote which explains the critical point of middle way view. Then the very secret source of all the goodness. So now somebody needs to put it together. For the reference, you know. So then composed by 4th Panchen Lama in Trashinubu Monastery back in Tibet. 4th Panchen Lama, composed by 4th Panchen Lama back in Tibet, in Trashin Lama Monastery back in Tibet, a long time ago. Tomasi, how you put it? Now tell the title in English.
I think a short note explaining the critical point of the middle way view. Geshe-la, it's very sacred, not very secret, right?
Secret, not sacred.
Secret.
Not sacred, very
okay.
Secret.
Very secret source of all goodness.
I'm hoping it'll be shorter in English, but the same as probably longer in So for the reference, composed by 4th Panchen Lama in Trashin Lama Monastery back in Tibet, for the reference. So here, what we are learning, you know, what we are trying to learn is like how to cease all the problems, not just few, all of them. Now the question is this possible? Is that possible? Is this possible? So that's what we're learning here, how to stop all the problems. Of course, including probably aging, death. That also include that too. Jenga, na, je, birth, na, sicknesses, ga, aging, chua, death. All of that includes that too. So all the, how do we are learning how to stop all the problems. So in order to find that out, first we need to understand what's the root of all these problems. What's the root, okay? So that's what we are learning for the sake of knowledge. Because we already found the base, which is, you know, this human life, the base, which is according to Lamrim preaching, which is very precious, very meaningful, so difficult to find and very rare. So that's what we have. That's what we have. That's how meditation on emptiness began, you know, began reflecting the preciousness of your life. So this is so precious, so rare, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So now make sure that I get most out of this. So how you get most out of this? So now here, how to take most out of this precious human life? That's like how to do that based on the technique or method. The best technique or best method, okay? Ranjuji nimo paja da chewa sawa ni pa me lamme chenju tibia pavla deva chewa yin laas. Ranjuji nimo paja da chewa sawa ni pa me. Mainly it's referring to fully enlightenment. To making, the putting effort for that, to in order to achieve, either to wish to, either to achieve fully enlightenment, which is like free from all the delusions and with the tendencies, not just delusions, with the tendencies. So that's the state that's free from that. So putting effort for that cause means like that probably like for fully enlightenment. That's the goal, okay? Hey, some of you probably drove here 2 hours, so that's why this is I'm explaining this text as detail as possible. Then you will learn something. Okay. Hey, comes from Kowa the neighbor Shafzu. Lujambo Shuma the Dungajiran Sili Madelas. Comes from 3 realms: desire realm, form realm, formless realm. 3 realm comes from Kowa. Samsara, cyclic existence, or samsara, comes from Koa. So like all this realm is part of samsara, you know, it doesn't matter you're born in like former realms, relatively has much less problems compared to desire realm, but still you are part of samsara. You're not free from samsara. Comes from Koa, the Nebhavir, this is, there will be complications. If you are part of desire realm, there will be complications. If you are part of form realm, there will be no complications. No, it's not. Those 3 realms is not free from complications. There will be all kinds of complications. That's the nature. That's the nature of samsara. It's not there something that you are doing wrong, but that's the nature of samsara. So no, it's very important to understand that. No, otherwise. According to Buddhism, perfection is beyond samsara. It's like nirvana. That's a perfection here. There's no perfections, unfortunately. Why? Because everything is kind of comes with a complication. That's why there's no perfections. 다다 대화 나와디 탄제니 둥아 나마제 가바레 데벨로 제바인지 된다만 대화면 벌써서 all that no pleasure like pleasant experience pleasure through five senses these are all temporary it's not like no it's not like ultimate happiness it's just temporary it's just overcome from some difficulties then that is called a level as a pleasure or happiness so that's not like the pleasure or happiness that you experience because you see some problems not like that it's just overcoming from you know like say if you are very hungry so when you eat food then you feel good that's just temporary happiness it won't last very long and so for the sake of knowledge we need to understand that so then more likely you'll not go out of your mind you know so otherwise we think okay well yeah so why I'm not happy so that's just the way it is so that's not you know turned out that there is not like ultimate happiness there on the basunchi rāngjī yīnī mō dī pō mā tūpā dī kājā dō sōng chīn jī jē yīnī mō bē on the doors so I say you think about it okay you think about is that possible root out all the disturbing thought is it possible or not you need to think about that okay if it is possible then of course you need to put some effort to liberate yourself from all the disturbing thoughts which is the source of all the complications. Ranju nimo nimo ba di pong ma so ba di kaja do song chinji nimo ba on the doors nimo chinji nimo on the doors le ye je on the song chinji ra la ra kaya me la so we have very long as we are under the influence of you know disturbing thought or delusions we have very little control very little control so then you can tell you don't need to meditate you can just tell you know, so like using your day-to-day life experience you can tell so there's very little control we have very little control long as we are under the influence of you know disturbing thoughts such as anger jealousy pride arrogance all that, so on so forth kya mita ba ki ji ki judo wa yide mi ru she glass then not just that, you know, so long as we are under the influence of, you know, disturbing thought, we have very little control. Very little control. So not just that, then on top of that, everything constantly changing, whether you like or not, it's changing. It's the nature of things. You can't go against them, you know, so everything constantly changing. So that's hard to see. Momentary change is hard to perceive unless you really concentrate. No, otherwise everything looks this looks same thing, but it's not same, it's changing, constantly changing moment by moment, but cannot see. No, so only the gross change, you know, like glass breaks, people die, house fall apart. These are gross change that you see, but the subtle change you can see. Oh. But on top of that, everything is constantly changing. Therefore, it's not really reliable. Everything changes. So then, you know, like as a chum usually means hanging out. I think that's how you say in America, chum. Literally means hanging out. Hanging out without control. What do you think? When we hang out, do we have control or not? Rāmeva, Rāmeva means no without control. Rāmeva, Chambari Dunga is what it means. Hanging out without control is like a, this is.
You mean spinning out?
That's far more difficult one. Spinning out?
Well, hanging out means getting together. This means doing nothing, kind of. Oh, doing nothing.
Oh, hanging out means getting together?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that I'm sorry for that. sorry for that mistake. Because chum is like, you know, like wandering around.
Yeah.
Wandering around.
Hanging out can kind of mean that. It's just doing nothing.
Yeah, wandering around.
Okay.
Like,
no particular goal, just wandering.
Yeah, we usually don't have particular goal, we just wander around. Do you have a particular goal? So, are you hanging out here?
Yeah.
With the cat?
I'm hanging out with you here.
Hanging out with the cat and the mother cat and the baby cat. Rāmeva cham. Cham literally means as going places, you know, going places, chum. Maybe wandering, dunga meva, all that, rala rala meva chamba, rala rala meva chamba. Yeah, we may think I have control, but reality, practically, we don't have really control. Yeah, you know, when negative mindset rise, how much control you have, unless you are very mindful, then you may have some control. Otherwise, you'll be dragged down by your disturbing thought. So that means you don't have control. If you have control, then you stop the disturbing thought. That means whenever you start to stop the disturbing thought, then you do have some control. Otherwise, if you cannot control your disturbing thought, then you don't have control, because your life is very much under the influence of disturbing thought. So you act or do things based on that thought. So that means you don't have control. So once you gain some control through meditations, the minute that thought rises, then you sit back and you pause, then you think. Precisely, then you stop the thought, at least not act on that particular thought. There's something can be done, or destroy that very thought based on some knowledge, deeper understanding of, the teachings. You can stop. So that means you are gaining some control over your disturbing thoughts. So then, in that case, you do have some controls. Otherwise, if you just act, every thought that rises, if you just act on that thought, that means you don't have control. You are controlled by your thought. Not you control your thought. Your thought controls you. That means you don't have control. Make sense? Oh, that's what it means. Okay. If you elaborate. So here is very, very important to understand the nature of samsara. What is samsara? Samsara is full of complication. That's what samsara is. Should not be surprised. When things get complicated, should not be surprised. If you really sick of all this complication that you experience, then it's time to liberate. It's time to liberate yourself for good. That means being mindful of every thought that rises, being mindful how to tackle each and every one of them based on deeper understanding of the teachings and how to confront them, learn how to digest them without hurting yourself, become like peacock. You know, peacock, when they eat poison, they glow and they shine. Crow, when they consume poison, they die. means basically means not really die, means like they are frog. When they consume poison, they do die. So this is like analogy they use, you know, somebody who does not know any practice, when they are consumed, disturbing thought, basically they are finished. People who don't know some practices, when they consume disturbing thought, they are not going to probably die, but they probably will glow like peacock, they will glow. So because they don't react, they sit and they think and they think and they think, and slowly their disturbing thought will not get any chance to rise. Then become very active. First rise, then become active, then cause problems. So disturbing thought won't get even any chance at all to the best case to rise. So even though it rise, so then will not become very active. Okay, so means will person will not act on their thought. So that person will somehow manage to tackle or control or stop their thought for their own sake of their own happiness. So then you have do have some controls. Rajing and Sim Jan did whenever you encounter somebody who's physically very disturbing, not like shouting, yelling, screaming, and mentally very much under the influence of anger, hatred, jealousy, pride, arrogance. When you encounter that, there's two choices. You have two choices. Or you are just caught into their wave of energy, negative energy they created by their actions and thought. You can just get caught into that wave, or that's more likely, that could happen. Another alternative choice is to sit back, think, the best to see that very person as a precious jewel. That's hard things to do. Doesn't mean impossible, it is very possible, but it's hard things to do. It's not easy. No, it's not a piece of cake. So that's what then based on that what we should do. So each person has to make decisions what you should do. Protect your peace of mind or disturb your peace of mind, it's up to you. If you really want to put in your peace of mind, so then can react right away, need to think. If that person has some kind of problem with the tourists. Some people, they just can't control what they say. They just say again, First, you kind of like surprised, whoa. It's not like it's loud. You don't know what to make up, and kind of surprised. And you hear again, then you realize that person is sick. So then you feel bad. Not you don't see that person as a precious jewel, but you feel bad. Why you feel bad? Now you realize that person is sick. Same thing. When people are like shouting, screaming, yelling out of disturbing thought, they are sick. Their sickness is their disturbing thought that their sickness has never been healed. So maybe based on that, maybe it's possible to have some sympathy. Some sympathy? When you have sympathy, your peace of mind is protected. If you are angry, you are finished. You are finished. Huh? So that's just to just like that. You saw me go to the Tony, so Kore Dunga Pandiji Tawa, Kore Dunga. So now what is the root of all this, you know, the problems, all the problems that we experience? No matter what you do, there's always something. No matter what you do, there's always something. Something to complain, something that you don't like. It's the nature of samsara. So now what's the root? What is the root? It's the disturbing thought, unhealthy thought. That's the root of all these problems. Just, you know, sit back and just pause and visualize. Can you imagine that life without disturbing thought? Can you imagine what that life will be like? Life without disturbing thought. No matter what people say, what people do, you are not disturbed. Can you imagine that? So many things probably happening in the service level, but deep down there's always calm, peaceful. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So, the power of the thought cannot be underestimated. Power of thought cannot be underestimated. Even one can burn their body, because power of thought, they can burn their body. So that happens. That happens. That is like during the Vietnam War, some monks, they just put gas on themselves, they just set fire and just sit. Power of the thought cannot be underestimated. Power of thought cannot be underestimated. Giving eyes, if somebody wants eyes, just give eyes. Somebody knows this part of thought, so cannot be underestimated. I think it's very possible. So now, Kuvet Dunga Tamji Tsawa Ranji Nimu, here, according to this text, root of all this problem is disturbing thought, unhealthy mind. Nimu Tamji Tsawa Danzi. So now, okay, root of all the problem is disturbing thought. What is the root of that? Where disturbing thought rooted? Is deeply rooted into self-grasping mind. Self-grasping mind? Danzi. So for the sake of knowledge, you see, the order needs to be understood clearly, you know. If you really want to tackle the root of all the problems, that order needs to be understood, you know. Nimo tamji je tao tao danzi. Danzi. So now that's the one needs to tackle. That's the one needs to understood clearly in order to stop the root of all the problems. Okay? Danzi je. Danzi di ni shiyu. Tiyo la meba shi yoba suni. Ate shiyoba shi. What is self-grasping mind? What is self-grasping mind? Oh, self-grasping mind is a mind that grabs so tightly on self that you have no clue. So now, meditate. Am I my body? Am I solid part of my body? Everything that's solid. Am I solid part of my body? Jivasami Chimai. Am I the movement of my body that refers to water? Because of the water, that things that move, if there's no liquid, cannot move. Because of the solid part, that's like the earth element. The movement caused by the water element, all the movement. Am I my movement by my body? That's how you guide into meditation of emptiness. On Shunyata, Jebosami Chumai, Memi. Am I heat? in my body? Am I hidden in my body? Am I oxygen that I breathe? Am I space in my body? Space in my body. Am I six senses of my body? Six senses of my body. Then your answer will be no, 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 no. If your answer is yes, then further debate is needed. Further debate is needed. Or with someone else or yourself, with yourself. So if your answer is like no, 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 who am I? Who am I? The detention is Chibukans. Where is self? Or who am I? Where is self? Or who am I? Detention is Chibukans. Where is Gishgalek? Who is Gishgalek? Where is Gishgalek? Chibu Kamruk division, Gishgalek, now then further down. Chibu Kamruk divisions. The Gishgalek is, how is it? Then you realize it's not like each time when you feel strong sense of self. Usually we don't bother to analyze. We don't bother to analyze. We just go with that. We just go with that. We don't bother to analyze. Once you start to analyze, you can't really pinpoint. Something that's so upset, you can't pinpoint. Can I find? Not fine. Does not mean it doesn't exist. It does not exist the way we perceive. That's why it's called conventional reality. It doesn't call ultimate reality. It's called conventional reality because the way we perceive the way they exist is different. Make sense? Where they appear and where they exist is different. That's why it's called conventional reality is not ultimate reality. The ultimate reality is the way it appears and the way it exists is the same thing. There's no difference. There's no difference. So now it's like Gishigele is merely level on this aggregate. Collection of the six elements. Earth, water, fire, wind, or air, space, consciousness, the level, Gishigele. So that's not how we see things. We think of Gishigele as something solid, who speak broken English last 20 years. His English never been improved. sorry, bad joke. Sorry. cannot go beyond conventional reality. Cannot see. Just by quarter there. Oh yeah. So that's so then. So that's what is the root of all the problems? Disturbing thought. Where the disturbing thought is rooted into self-grasping mind. What is self-grasping mind? Mind that grabs so tightly on self. Now, what is self? Then you go through that. Maybe this very self that you grasp so tightly does not exist at all. Doesn't exist. See, so that's for the sake of knowledge, okay? Same when you go to magic shows, they show all kinds of things, cutting people in half. What do you see? You see a person was cut in half, still moving, legs moving, eyes moving, doing all kinds of things, and the body is like cup. Then all kinds of emotion rise based on that. Not just see, the seeing is not that big a problem. Believing in what you see, believing in that, then all kind of emotion rise based on what? Based on something that does not exist at all. What happened when that very person that standing up after the show is over, standing walking around, what happened? All these emotions that based on that person has been cut in half. What happened? It's all gone. Why you find out there's no truth? You find out there's no truth, it's all gone like that. This is just an example. All kinds of things happen in musicians. If you realize emptiness, you still see all these shows. You know, it doesn't mean that they don't exist. You still see. What's the difference? You don't believe what you see. Like musicians don't believe what they see, but audience not just see. They believe. They believe what they see. So then they got so excited. You know, they all kind of all this excitement builds on something that's completely trick. It's not there's no truth at all. Like that happens. Similar here. Hey, Thomas Mebane Rangi Thomas Mebane Ranglo Maribe True on the song the Namja Sajiji Pumbo the Soba Sajiji Pumbo Towns body based on this body, physical body. Pumbo Dange Soba Pumbo Sajiji Pumbo Towns. Soba means collection of this all these six elements: earth, water, fire, wind, space, consciousness, called six elements. Sometimes you see four elements. So when you see the reflex, there's no like consciousness there. No, there's no that different element. So that collection of all these elements and the body. That's how we say I. Whenever you say I, myself, pretty much based on that collection of six elements and based on this body. The best based on this body, then you say I. Tana ni lobe milam sunje duang nganyambe logangi ches. This like sense of self is very spontaneous. It's very spontaneous. Spontaneous? Yeah, it's very spontaneous. It's spontaneous. While we are awake, while we are sleeping, it's very spontaneous. Happens. So that's just nature. They are allowed to the Sajid Pumbo, Sopa de la Nanya, the Pumbitina, Pumbitina, the Pumbitina, Ramin is Sutu, Tela Yabashi, Nawa Chazu, the water she goes. So now it's time to analyze. Each time when you say, I analyze, how you experience, analyze the experience of that I or self, analyze. I'm very irritated. Usually we don't analyze, we just go with that. So whenever you say, I'm very irritated, so then if you sit back and pause and analyze, the very idea irritated, how you find, how you, am I making sense?
Yes.
You are very irritated by watching news. Or not watch news. So they know this analyze. When you're irritated. So that's what okay, that's a very, that's the very step, that's the very first step that we check in order to go deep into shunyata, okay, deep into meditation on emptiness. Analyze your experience of yourself, analyze. Whenever you say, oh, I was treated so badly, analyze. If you think that you are treated so unfairly or so badly, if you scream, you lose the chance to analyze. That you don't analyze, you are not analyzing, you are screaming. That's not how to analyze. That's not the way to analyze the self. So first step, all my friends, first step, need to analyze as much as possible throughout the day. Whenever you say, so then need to analyze. Need to analyze that experience thoroughly. Yeah, if you see some kind of like very scary appearance or image, if you see, when you analyze, if you cannot find, the fear is gone because you can't find. If you're believing in that, so then all kind of emotion rise. So that experience of self is very spontaneous while you are awake, and while we are sleeping is very spontaneous. So there's a lot of opportunity to analyze. It's not like, a sense of self rise once a day. That would be wonderful news. So then you have to be more careful to use that opportunity. It's only rise once a day. So that's not the case. It rises all the time. There's a lot of opportunity to analyze. That's the first, my friend, that's the first step. Okay, in order to go deep into Shunyata, that's the first step, to analyze, to figure out, to find out, okay? Need to understand, need to find out how sense of self rise based on what? Need to find that out. It's like sense of self rising based on this aggregate, very aggregate that people see me. So now, then after that, am I my body? Am I my movement, a body? Then you go through that. So there's a second step. Need to find out. So now the Lama is giving this. I already said this example many times. And Lama said, for example, Semosa, in the evening, or in a dark place, there's not much light. Semo means actually at night time. Semo, mame nawa laje, mame nawa laje, chame tima tabushi tonga laje. Mame nawa la chame tima tabushi. So the tima means shadow. And here there's a broom, shadow of broom. So here you don't have broom. You have like vacuum cleaner. you don't have broom. So it can be translated to vacuum cleaner, okay? At night, vacuum cleaner, or your shoes, any object that you have in the house. Simu mame nawala chame temata which towala. You saw some kind of shadow of things in your house. Lotunezo. With the mistaken mind, not with unmistaken mind, with the mistaken mind, then you start to see some kind of like living beings, could be cockroach. So let's use cockroach or something, I'm not sure, like any living with this kind of moving around, could be, mice or could be cockroach, could be spiders or whatever. Lotune divara the same shik, sinji shik tena do you thought, there's some things there moving. It's the shadow of something, but then with mistaken mind, that shadow start to move have some kind of movement. Then you thought there's something there. Do nyam do jiva chava, do nyam do jiva chava nas. So then like that generate some level of fear. Fear been generated based on that. He says, Rangi Lui Nangzu La Tabonas. Tabona, Rangi Lui Sibi Nawa Mishaba. So then, after that, when you try to analyze the very thought that sees shadow is something moving, when you start to analyze that very thought, so now I think how many times people do, I'm not sure, to analyze the thought. Nangzu La. Even if somebody try to analyze the very mindset, they start to see shadow as some kind of living beings. So even though somebody try to analyze their thought, then you don't see that it's okay, projected by my mind. You don't see that. It's projected by my mind. What you see is like, it's something from there, is something there, moving, no? It's like some scary bug or insect or spider. So some people are not afraid of spiders, some people are very afraid of frog, some people are not afraid of frog. So so one of my friends, now he's no longer monk, but he was very afraid of frog. So monastery, you know, every class, first there's class, all the classmates together, you debate. Then after that, there's like prayer gatherings, so then everybody get together, then there's like number of prayer you recite every day, in the morning, in the evening. So then after that, so then there's a debate one-on-one, so you can choose anybody from any class to ask them to debate with you. So you can do that. So during the prayer gathering, it's outside. So I think that now it's become part of library in monastery, but we used to do prayer there. Now this whole monastery been very much developed when I was there. So that's very small. So there's like outdoor, kind of like auditorium, small auditoriums. So that's where the abbot and the chanting master sit. It has shadows, roof. The rest, there's no roof, it's outside. So this kind of square auditorium, what do you call it? Outdoor auditorium.
Courtyard atrium?
Yeah, so whatever that's called. So that, so then the side of there, you know, there's small hole where I sit, usually where I sit. You sit by class, you know, you don't like sit wherever you want. You sit by, if you are not like, it's like hierarchy based on the class, you know, so higher class that you sit close to the chanting master. If you're sitting there, there's one hole on the side of the wall, there live one frog lives there, maybe one or three frogs live there. It's not very regular. Frog is coming out. Frog is coming out of there. So my friend is sitting there, I'm sitting here, some of my friends are classmates. It's not nice thing to do, but we caught the frog and threw on him. He just made a lot of noise and he just jumped out and got problems with the discipliners. You know, so some more, they can catch any frog, they can just catch like this. Not afraid. So I'm not sure something to do, what do with what. I know some people are afraid, some people are not afraid. Not sure. So anyway, that sorry. So this, sorry for that non-story. So kind of remember. So anyway, so then you start to see. This is Tuna Telata be Jida the Dunga Tambi. So this is Tuna Tel. Now there's some mistake. The fear is this fear that you're experiencing, the very fear that you're experiencing, and on top of that, all kind of mindset, you know, based on that fear that you are going through is based on mistaken, based on mistake. tunan dese matub na telatini. If you don't, has to find out whether that's real or not, it's like a mistake or real, then all this emotion will be there longer period of time. Tunan dese matelatini jitata dunga jimosun, also their problems. The based on the fear, the problem, some kind of no problem, so teshin do lewan kiji saji ji pungbo chobu pungbo juba da ngawo nyamdo rang le phaso ba yila teta do teshin do je likewise kaze Sajiji Pungpo Diwata Ngao Nyamdo Rangi Le Pasuwa Hina Pungpo Diwata the believing that your body is you, if you think that your body is, that's you, so that is size mistaken. The collection of, you know, this six element, if you believe that's me, that's mistaken. Ngao Nyamdo Le Pasuwa Hina. That's you just, your mind just made it up. Is that true? Need to analyze. Can tell. Need to analyze. So, you know, why we are doing that, who knows? you could say, who knows? He has a lewang. Out here, what he says, here it says, the vows again need to find out whatever he, the, you don't need to agree whatever is said here, but need to find out, need to use your brain, need to find out. Lewankis. Lewang, le means, you know, influence, all the influence of karma, that's why we see this body is me. Is that right? How to say? If it's not right, out the influence of karma, what else? Okay, what else? The question is, why we see this body as a me? Why? According to this text, it says, under the influence of karma. Is that correct? If not, then why? Why we see? So here, there's like, you just made it up. That's not real. You like, tetadu michawa, lotu neje, tetadu michawa je, so vajinas. But that's not how we see. We don't say, oh, I just call this body as me, but actually it's not me. We don't do that, but we just make it, no, this is me, so then we just believe, no, says the truth in seeing is not that big a problem, but believing in, so that is a bigger problem, so. Pasyo, teta vyo, teta do michawa, lotu ne, pungbu te ne, surusa, tenge wa, asinto na hos. We don't see, oh, I just made this up, and I just call my body is Gishigele. Actually, it's not Gishigele. I just made it up. That's not how we see. Whenever you have this strong sense of Gishigele, is like something independent, inherent, no, inherent, no. So, you know, so need to analyze. Sadei chawa hin tuna waja. Tuna tela tene. So then there's the same. Based on the mistake that you made in your house during the night time, seeing some kind of shadow, and that mistake, the shadow is mistaken with some creatures, then based on that all kinds of emotional arise. And yeah, so only way you can overcome from those fears, anxiety, is to find out the truth. Similar here, find out the truth. So, based on that mistaken identity of yourself, and you may think it's my body, but it's actually not. but we don't. Is but you are mainly level on your aggregate. That you are called Gijigele based on your appearances. Your appearances, that's, you know, called Gijigele, based on that you call Gijigele. But this body is still continuous. It will continue. It has been continue. It's part of the much, much bigger river than just river you see now in Alabama. So that river is associated with Alabama. Alabama is right there. No, it's not there. This body. So when you disappear, I mean, when you disappear, when you don't see like this, so then, is that mean that you disappear? How to say? Is this game over? How to say? This is just like a rented house you're just using. But people, they're living in the house, there's not the house. It's somebody who rent the house. It's not the house. But you call all John's residence, you call your house after your name, John's residence, or Tashi's house. But that's just level of the house based on your name. But this, no, like the, so, Gole tuna de gri o ona bada na metine tuna tela tenes when with on that mistaken identity or mistaken idea, so then all kind of emotion rise: attachment, anger, resentment, jealousy, pride, sorts of shala dawsa nimona so tes. The base doesn't exist. The base, very base, all this rise is not exist, but it's all rise. You cannot say, oh, that's not true. Emotion does not arise because there's no base. Yeah, there is base that mistaken. Oh, if the base is not mistaken, then emotion cannot rise. What happened to the shadow? You see a piece of rope, you see it's a snake, and you believe the snake, but actually it's just a piece of rope. But there's all kinds of emotions, right? You can't say, oh, there's a piece of rope, how you can have fear. Yeah, people do have fear based on the rope. There's sitting like snake, quite a, there's like kind of coil, quite
a coil.
And a little bit dark, not much light. And yeah, rattlesnake. You label the rattlesnake. Oh, so all kind of emotion rise. You cannot say, oh, this mistaken emotion cannot rise. What happened there? They clearly proves. You can say, oh, the mistaken identity, then based on that, then attachment, anger, so will rise. That doesn't sound right. Yeah, it is right. No, it's like, look at the shadow of something. Oh. Then based on that, of course, we act. Each time when we act, then we create karma. Each time when we act, there's actions, that means karma. So I tell that any koa rawan or dungan or nyuan the jums. That's why it's called cyclic existence. It just goes round and round, and never ends. It just goes round. For the sake of knowledge, now that's how you explain. Next time you somebody else, what is cyclic existence is, that's how you recycle. Cycles that exist. So now, what do you mean meditating on emptiness? Meditation on emptiness. What do you mean meditation on emptiness? Meditation on emptiness, what it means? It means eliminating mistaken identity that we hold so tightly, we grasp so tightly, eliminating that identity is called meditating on emptiness, Ushneta. Make sense? Mm-hmm. What do you mean meditation on emptiness? What it means? It means eliminating the very identity of yourself that you grasp so tightly. Find that out. Figure that out. How you like? That's what it means. That's what it means. Meditating on emptiness. That's what it means. See. Oh, it's important. Dazu tuna sewa le tawakums. Dazu tuna sewa tawakums. Dazu tui nawa sewa til tawakums. She jeba yimbe ne di she guji. This is the one of the one critical point that needs to be understood. One critical point that needs to be understood. Dazu tui nawa danzi. Self-grasping mind, true nawa, self-grasping mind, grasping so tightly on something that does not exist at all. Similar here, mind that grasping so tightly on snake that does not exist at all. It's just when you shed more light, it's a piece of rope. It's your shoelace. It's your shoelace that you are just throw there. It's your shoelace. Then when you find that out, it's kind of a joke. Then you kind of laugh and it's kind of a joke. So that's why once you understand emptiness, you don't take anything seriously. Everything is like illusions. That's what happens. Now that is now. Once you find out this piece of rope, then what do you think? It's funny? Once you find out there's a piece of rope, what kind of experience after that rise? What kind of experience does rise?
Relief.
That's a good one. What else?
You laugh at yourself.
Huh?
Yeah, you laugh at yourself, at your own fear.
Oh, so that's... Because now what? That's illusions. That's... You are hallucinated by something that you projected. You are hallucinated by something that you projected. It's not there. You projected, you hallucinated. So that's what happened. When you come out of meditation emptiness, everything you see. Do you see? Of course you see. Doesn't mean when you realize emptiness, doesn't mean everything will disappear. That's called nihilism. That's not one extreme view. So there's big problems. When you come out of that emptiness, when you realize emptiness, death, aging, sicknesses, birth, these are all illusions. It's all illusions. That's a big relief. It's a big relief before it's something very serious. Something very now, there's nothing serious. Nothing serious. Oh. So, as I mentioned before, power of the mind cannot underestimate it. Power of the mind cannot underestimate it. So that's how you get enlightened. That's how you see emptiness. Then maybe say a few more lines. Okay, we go this slowly because this is. How to tackle the root of all the problems. These are important things. So important things. And plus, there's only not much page, not many page, very few page. So this is now we are learning how to do meditation on emptiness for what? To seize the root of all the problems. That's all the one, okay? What is meditation? What do you mean meditation on emptiness? Meditation on emptiness means find out through thorough analysis of experience of self. Find out what is self. That's called meditation on emptiness. One critical point. Ranjuji nimola to mareba. Without that, there will be no pure meditation or emptiness. It's just that people just call. But without that analysis, there will be no true meditation or emptiness. Okay?
tunate selu ne kondo pe jo bar semu di bar de tabo de la me bo yo ban na me tunate junces whenever you have this kind of experience seeing piece of rope in your house and that there's so many things they contributed because there's no enough light and there's in the dark living in the dark it's not like in the bright light nobody will see the piece of royal snake. There are so many things contributed to you to see there is a snake. The piece of rope that is laying around the corner of your house, that might light. So, whenever you have this kind of experience, what do you need to do? Marmeshin du sawala tenes, migi yume lebatane, meva nyebalance. What do you need? You need more light to find out. You know, so here probably it's very easy, you just turn on the light. There you have to have some kind of like Latin. Use kerosene, you know, you have to find out, clean the glass. If you to light it, then you have to carry it. Can't just turn on something that will bright all the light. Then you have to get more problems. Here is just turn on, it's finished. So that's how you find out. Don't you know the telecommunication mode? So all the tennis, Mickey. So you need to turn on the light. And you need eyes to see. If you don't have eyes to see, you can see, even though you can turn on the light. Then you look around. Then you find out that's just my shoelace. This is a rope. Oh, Mickey, you may never done it ever now. Ranglo tuna tedan na wa mado tela kai midunye tingne lo ta shobo. Now you are 100% convinced there's no snake. There's no snake because now you find out truth. Now you are 100% convinced based on bright light and with your own eye. Now you are 100% convinced there's no snake. All this fear and anxiety disappear. It's not like, oh, maybe there might be some other snake around there. It's not like that. You are 100% convinced that there's no snake. All this fear and all the difficulties based on fear is completely disappeared. Because you found the truth. You found the truth with the bright light and with your own eyes. But it is similarly, likewise, similarly, Sajiji Fumbo Soba did in a Nga, Toba did in a Nga, Nga Nyamto. Sati is a suit to Nawan, Lame Mianagi Dremes. So this teaching here, this teaching is like light. This teaching is it's like light, it is shit. It's light. Mistaken that, you know, believing that my body is me, that's like seeing a snake, piece of rope, leveling, level, projecting a snake, but it's actually not snake, it's just a piece of rope. It's just aggregate, it's not you, it's just aggregate. But right now, that's what I call me, that's my body, that people see, that's me. That's like piece of rope. Did you project it like a snake? So that's what exactly what's happening here. It's just projected. Oh, John. Oh, that's John. No, John. Projected. It's very vivid. It's very real. It's not just, you know, fuzzy. It's very vivid. It's very real. Same like that. It's very vivid. It's very real. You need to find out. So now the teaching here, instruction is like light. It's like light. You turn on the light, it's light. Like light, okay? Sharajimik, the wisdom is like your eye. You could have light. If you cannot see, then there's no way to find out truth. You need both. You need light and you need eye to see. Here, eye is like wisdom. Not just go with that. Wisdom means to analyzing, to find, to try to find, to analyze, to find out, analyze. Oh, the Sherak Mila make Lekpa Tapana thorough analysis with the light, in this case is the instructions or teachings. I, in this case, is like wisdom, your own wisdom, ability to analyze. Tapana Chidanna Vata Dandeva Nyabajus. So now then what will you find out? You will find out rope, just rope. Or you will find out, you know, you will find out it's just my body, it's not really me, it's just body. It's called Gishigar, it's not just Nyabajula. He is a Ranum Mari Vetu Ongitadana Mado, not on a minimum tin or then. Similarly, then you say, okay, with my mistake in mind, I call this body is me, but actually it's not me. That's what you find out. So we'll stop here. So now you find out. You already found emptiness. So we stop there. So hold on a minute. Okay, we'll stop here now. Time has passed. Okay. So then continue next Wednesday. So I will probably going to repeat this because this is very important. This is important. I will repeat this. So let's stop our dedication. Yeah.
So in the Go Prayer Book, turn to page 191, and we cite the praises to the 21 Taras as advised by Lama Sopa Rinpoche to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tar
Amish, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amish, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed this peace nirvana, she endowed with Om and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amish, today we see letter of the shape of syllable whom Papa Samson shakes the three rows, Meru, Mandara, and India. Hamish holding in her hand the hermit moon of deva-like form, with spice spoken Tara MP, totally dispelling poison. Amishi, whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Amishi, whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Amishi, full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, disposes of spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with rule mantras and prostrations of Sar 20. I'll turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, and so now let's do the dedication prayers on page 235. Gewa di nu du da lama sangye du kyu ne do wa chi kya ma lu pa de sala gpar shok janchi sem chorin poche ma ke panam ke gyuchi ke wanyam pa me paya gone gondu pa washok champa pa wuchi ta ken pada kundu zampo de yande jinte de da kungi jesu da lochi Gewa di dan tan che rap tu ngô. Du so she pe gewa tan che ki. Ngô wa ga na cho tu nga pa de. Da she ge we ta wa di kun kya. Zan po che rap tu ngô wa gi. Then the long life prayers 244 and 245. Gan ri ra we kor we shin kam de. Pen dan de wa ma lu shin we ne. Jere zing wan ten zing gyatso yi, sha pe si te ba du ten ju chi. Jonu yi en ala wang shor tu, awa ta re ten ba ra so pa, lo zang ge we de ton le pel sho, sha se gen ge la ma so wa te. Tu su chan jin jang gen ge we. Ten zing kyon pe we kun zu do po tse Chok sung kul we le mun tu du Pa dok so du she kun du jap ten shok Seven green tarot mantras, Geshe and Geshe Sangpo, long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha